Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While there's another nor'easter in the forecast, many communities are still trying to recover from last week's storm. There are still around 20,000 power outages this morning, and Quincy is one of the hardest hit by flooding. To tell us about the damage and recovery efforts as of this morning, we're joined now by Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Good morning, Bob.
Give us a sense of what it's like on the ground in Quincy right now, if you would.
Sure. We spent a lot of time on the cleanup. We had 60 pieces of equipment out on Sunday clearing roads and sidewalks of debris. We have been out picking up the rubbish of folks that, obviously, if your basement was flooded, you're dragging a lot of stuff out to the curb. And so we're doing actually rubbish pickup every day for the whole week in those areas that we hit hard to pick up those household items and so forth. Our inspection services has gone through the neighborhoods, giving flyers out, helping people make decisions, and certainly checking out, make sure the structures are safe. We're waiving all permit fees for people that have any damage that have to get a permit from the building department. We pumped about 150 homes. Some of those homes want to get up to into the first floor, so they get a longer haul ahead of them. And there's two or three homes that the building inspector thought, as of yesterday, were structurally unsound, therefore they would not be habitable.
How many residents do you figure you have still displaced from this storm?
I would say probably about 36. We assisted a number with hotel rooms. We also assisted some with furnished apartments through some of the landlords in the area. So, and then there's others that obviously that go to family or neighbors' homes to ride it out. So we're still trying to identify that number.
Does this weekend storm prompt longer-term strategies or thoughts of longer-term strategies to deal with what have been the constant threats of flooding facing Quincy when we get storms like that?
Oh, indeed. You know, we have a the governor gave us a $500,000 award last year to do some design and study of a section of seawall, probably about 2 miles of seawall. And, you know, decision has to be made, okay, how high do we go with the new seawall? Where does it make sense under the whole issue of the sea rising and coastal resiliency? You know, if we're going to be doing work on the seawalls, now's the time to address that. And, you know, that's the question. And then you get into the issue of, okay, those folks that live along there, they don't want to lose views. They don't want to lose access to the beach. When you raise it up 18 inches or 2 feet, that definitely has an impact. But, you know, the safety and of the, you know, the neighborhoods, the structure, the infrastructure is most important. So I'm sure we're going to be debating those issues in the coming months locally.
And looking ahead more immediately, you ready for the storm tomorrow?
Well, we're certainly ready. We have outstanding public works personnel and police and fire. We are ready. I am a little concerned. I know the tide's not going to be nearly as high. However, with the breaches that in the seawall that were made from the last storm, that's going to allow seawater to get into some of these neighborhoods again. So we are concerned about it.
Thomas Koch, Mayor of Quincy, thanks very much, and good luck in the coming days.